Good morning, everybody. Come on. It's so amazing being back with our family, and I just realized this morning what a privilege it is of worshiping our God with every single one of us, a family from Wellington PM. We're all part of the same body of Christ, and it's such a privilege being together here with all of you, friends and family and loved ones. My name is Esbia. I'm part of the AM congregation, the morning congregation. So I will be preaching in or sharing in English this morning. So I'm actually Afrikaans, so excuse me if my English airtime runs out at one point or another, but I'm sure that you will forgive me for that. So I'll keep it, I'm going to keep it short this morning and straight to the point. And I was just feeling as we start off this year, I'm sure a lot of us and most of us have a New Year resolution or a goal that we want to reach this year. I know last year's theme for 2025 was 2020 Thrive. I don't know, 2026 is going to be 2020 Rich or something like that. I'm not sure. We'll see how that pans out. But I know, yeah, we all have goals such as maybe we want to get a bit fitter this year. Maybe we want to lose some of that holiday fluff that we accumulated. I know, I definitely have. Maybe we want to run a marathon. Maybe we want to chase that dream job or just get better at the job that we already have. Maybe building our business better, buying that dream car, starting our studies or maybe finishing studies that we laid down. All of us want to improve our lives and our circumstances in one way or another. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's good for us to grow. It's good for us to better ourselves and our positions and everything. But the danger comes in those circumstances is when we shift our focus, when we become so consumed by our goals and our ambitions that we shift our focus from God and His plan to ourselves, into our own ambitions. And that's exactly then when we fall into the schemes and the plans of our enemy, who knows us extremely well. He knows our sinful ways. He knows our sinful desires that is in every single one of us, and he knows exactly how to play on those strengths. The problem is when we focus too much on ourselves, that is when pride and ambition and selfishness starts to creep into our hearts. And it happens a lot faster than we may realize. And when we realize it, it's already too late. I hear many motivational quotes and speeches in this time. Some go along the lines of, invest in yourself. You are your greatest asset. When you focus on yourself, you create self-worth. You cannot please everybody, so do it for yourself. And the best one is, note to self, your time on earth is limited. Focus on yourself, your dreams, your legacy. Don't waste time on people who will never appreciate you. These things sound harmless, motivational and inspiring even, but they are deeply focused on oneself and self-worth and self-ambition and isolating us and feeding our sinful flesh and our own deep desires. In 1 Peter 5, verse 8, it says, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls like a roaring lion seeking somebody to devour. The enemy wants to isolate us because we are easily devoured when we are alone. When we are so focused on ourselves, it's easy for him to sow lies and deceit into us. And when he comes, he wants to devour our spiritual life. He wants to destroy our relationship with each other and with God. And that is so easily when we're just focused on ourselves and not on each other. So how can we avoid this trap? How can we not fall into the enemy's schemes? How can we guard our hearts by becoming self-obsessed? Well, the answer is already there. By being sober-minded and watchful. By taking the focus off of me, myself, and I, and putting it on the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And by following the example that Christ has given us, that He has laid before us. In Philippians 2, verse 3 to 5, it says, "Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourself. Let each of you not look to his own interests, but also not just to your own interests, but also to those interests of others. Have this mind amongst yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus." Humility and accountability are two keys in resisting the schemes of the enemy and resisting the devil. We cannot walk this journey alone. We can't strive and be focused on God alone. We need believers amongst us. We need each other. Because for the moment that our focus starts to drift to ourselves or drift off, we have friends and family and loved ones lovingly guiding us back to focus on Christ and show us where our focus must be. Same-minded people amongst us to carry us when we fall. A beautiful example of humility is found in John the Baptist. After John baptized Jesus started baptizing in the River Jordan. And some of John's disciples became very concerned. And in John 3, verse 25 to 30, it says, "Now a discussion arose between some of John's disciples and a Jew over purification. And they came to John and said to him, 'Rabbi, he who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you bore witness, look, he is baptizing, and all are going to him.' And John answered, 'A person cannot receive even one thing unless it is given to him from heaven. You yourself bear witness when I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy is mine. This joy in mine is now complete. He must increase, but I must decrease.'" John understood his role completely. John never rejoiced in his own success. He rejoiced when Christ was lifted high, was glorified, when the people ran to him. John knew that everything that he had was given to him from heaven and from God. So let us follow the example that John has set before us, knowing that we receive nothing except what is given to us from God. And let us rejoice at the sound of the bridegroom's voice when we hear the Lord speaking to us or through somebody else. And let us walk in humility, declaring that I must decrease, we must decrease, so that He may increase. So as we begin this year, let us do so in complete humility. Let us surrender our plans, our ambitions, our goals fully over to God. Let us throw them at His feet in full surrender, fixing our eyes completely on Jesus. And as we start off this year and walking with a focus not on ourselves, but let us be focused fully on Christ.